Hello there, and welcome to the 7 Nation Podcast here on yourprepsports.com. It is 10:20 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, April the 24th. I am Rob Howe, joined by Ryan Merkin from Your Prep Sports. Ryan, today is 4/24/24. Does that have any meaning to you?
I didn't even realize that until you just told me. So
yeah, I typed it in this morning, and I was like, oh, that's cool. It's 4/24/24.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. No, so, it doesn't, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah. We get those things. It's little things like that that stimulate my tiny mind.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm just getting into the coffee, which I was about an hour ago. So
yes.
But we will talk some prep sports here and in the area. And we may as well start the podcast out with the PSA. We on this podcast, for those that have not listened before or those that need a reminder, we only kind of touch on what's going on in the area. Go to yourprepsports.com for great coverage, previews, competition coverage, features, athletes of the week, all that stuff. Check that out on yourprepsports.com. Ryan did a little golf yesterday. We haven't talked much about that this spring. So why don't you fill us in on what you saw?
I did. I was out at Saddleback Ridge in Solon yesterday for the Solon Girls Invite.
I like that course.
What's that?
I like that course.
I do too. It's really open, scoreable. It's always a little windy out there.
Yes.
I mean, they had really nice conditions yesterday. It actually, I was going out there early and it kind of started to rain a little bit. But I mean, it was very short-lived. I mean, just very short-lived. And then it was sunny and the wind picked up in the afternoon, but obviously it was scoreable. So we had a couple area kids with really, really good scores, but Brooklyn Lee from Clear Creek, you can read all about her day on the website, but she won it with even par, which is awesome, shooting a 72 out there. And I got a chance to talk to her, which was really enjoyable, but started the back nine, four over, five over, two double bogeys and a bogey. After playing the front nine two under and in her first four holes, and then got back on track and had an eagle on the par five 15th, which I've played up there and that's pretty impressive. She chipped in for eagle and then birdied the 17th, which is a par three. But yeah, and then Sydney D from Solon broke the school record, shot a 77, her first time under 80, her first time under 40, on a nine hole side. So she played great, shot a 77. Clear Creek was runner up. Solon was fourth. Claire Jarrett from West Branch played well. I think she was sixth. I think she was seventh. Meg Berkland from Clear Creek was sixth. So it was a good day to go over there. Sometimes when I'm going to go, Rob knows this, you're going to golf and you're going to some of the things like this, you're like, especially in a sport like golf, where you can be really, really, really good on one day and just, it can be so up and down. For each individual.
I wish I could remember being really, really good for one on the course.
I'm saying people can.
Other people.
I'm not ever really, really good. But truthfully, I was talking to Meg Berkland from Clear Creek about this. It is, regardless of how good you are, you have days in that sport where you're so much better, right?
And humbling, very humbling, yeah. Sport.
Yes. So it was awesome for me that I got to go over there and you know, a bunch of area kids played really, really well. A couple, like I said, Sydney D 77, Brooklyn Lee, even par, and then Meg Berkland and Claire Jarrett played well too. So golf, Rob, just like everything else, and we'll probably have more golf coverage as well. Just because it really kind of, May comes around and we get into the big ones now. So we've got divisional meets. We've got super meets for the conference. It's basically quote unquote postseason now, before we even start, you know, sectionals and regionals. And before we start the process of determining state qualifiers, you've got all the conference meets here for a couple of weeks. So I have to look at the schedule. I know the Wamac girls are at Gardner. I think Solon's at Gardner for the East division and the super meet. But yeah, there's a lot of golf coming up now. RVC is at Muscatine. So yeah, there'll be some conference meets that we'll hopefully have coverage and results from. But once again, you know, both sides of golf, Rob, we talk about this all the time. I know, but There's always really good for covering seven schools. There's always really good stuff. We're going to get into track and soccer is well documented every year, but we've got really good golfers on both sides. And we have really strong golf programs with West Branch, always strong in boys and girls in Solon as well. For the teams, for the, the boys teams playing spring golf, but, Clear Creek has good golf on both sides. Regina had a state champion last year, obviously. So really good golf in the area as well. And that's not mentioning, City High, City or West High, City High and Liberty, which are playing, which play the spring girls golf. They have really good golfers as well. They had their match on Monday at Finkbine with all three of those, the Clash for the Club. And Liberty High won that. Bella Pedersen was the medalist. She's playing awesome again. She's a state championship caliber golfer. So really, really good girls golf, and boys golf, obviously. But watching girls golf yesterday, it was really fun. Really enjoyable talking to those kids, Rob.
Cool. Yeah. And as Ryan said, a lot of postseason competition coming up on that front. Big week this week in the state, Drake Relays at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Always a fun event. Looks like the weather will be pretty good, which is always a consideration at that event, right, Ryan?
Dodging the thunderstorms. I haven't looked too closely, honestly. I think if it's not raining, I think it's going to be good. I mean, if that, but I know there's a chance for thunderstorms.
Oh, we love thunderstorms and lightning and delays. We
Here
love
it,
those.
no, gosh. Here, the good thing this spring, Rob, is
Was it the Drake Relays where we were out in the pouring rain when Ashlyn Keeney was that her running
that
in
was
the
state, I think,
was
wasn't
that
it?
state? I don't remember.
Oh my gosh.
I always remember those type of moments instead of the sunny 70 degree days where this is just all, but I remember shooting photos in the rain.
I cannot remember if it was Drake or state, that one. And this is a different year, but it was state. And it was after, it was like the last half hour. This was a different year than that, because it was like the last half hour they finally pushed it to the next morning. But I was just working in the press box, and it was just, I mean, the thunder was just shaking the press box. And we're, there's, it's full, a bunch of people working on deadline, and everybody's just like, ooh. Well, I get done, and I'm just standing on the back of that. You can picture the back of the, there's the overhang on the back of the Drake press box. And I'm just standing out there with my backpack on. Just, of course, I parked in Newton, I think. And so I'm
Drake
standing there
parking
just,
is great. It's fun to find parking at Drake. That's another.
I'm standing there just wait. I'm like, it's got to let up, and I'm like, just, I can't remember if I was coming back that night. I think this was state and I had a hotel. I honestly can't remember, but I just remember standing there for like 45 minutes, just looking at my watch and watching it just straight down rain. I mean, just in thunder and lightning. And I have like a, 15, 20 minute walk to my, and just going, how long do I want to wait versus how wet do I want? Because I mean, I'm gonna be soaked all the way through if I. So I ended up just making a run for it, and I was soaked. But yep, it looks like it's gonna. I think it's gonna be nice if the if that stuff can stay away. But yeah, an exciting 3 days for local track, for state air, for all the kids that compete in that. But
Yeah, I misspoke. I'm looking at my app and there is rain all 3 days. Hey, have fun down there.
and I think it, I know that
It's more,
sounds.
it's thunder, it's thunderstorms, like you said. So
Yeah.
hopefully
So
it's not just straight rain for 3 days.
I remember, and this has been years and years ago, within, obviously, I think I've been here 11 or 12 years, but this is 10, 11, 8, 9, 10 years ago. You could see it all week, the Saturday forecast, and it was like, a high of 42 with rain. We don't have, like, seriously. I mean, it kind of like, it was like ice pellets kind. It was awful. All day on Saturday, just cold. And I don't think we're gonna have that. I think the weather will be good as long as we don't have the, the thunderstorms, any of that like nasty stuff, or even just, the heavy rain. But I don't think it's gonna be like sustained, terrible days. Like even Rob and I were talking before we hopped on, even last Saturday, if people were out doing stuff. Iowa had their spring scrimmage or whatever. Man, Saturday wasn't fun. Just
Took me
windy
a
and cold.
couple hours for my hands to thaw out. I was out there shooting video in Kinnick, and it was not pleasant.
So I think we're going to be good as far as that goes. I just think, hopefully that, and hopefully for everybody there, the Drake people that do such a good job with it and all that stuff, the there's no delays in all any of that stuff, and safety is
The worst
taken
part is
care of.
the throwers, man, when it
Oh.
rains, because it just becomes a quagmire out there in that area.
Well, and they've done the shot put and some of that stuff in the stadium at Drake, on the first days when they're just doing the distance stuff,
Yeah.
and it rained. That was one of the years that it was like that everybody was over at the high school throws. One of the years I remember it was Jared Brinkman and Tristan Wirfs and Tyler Linderbaum. I mean, all these guys that are kind of going back and forth throwing the shot, and it rained, and that area is just, I mean,
Yeah, I
it's
remember being,
flooded.
I was out there
It's
for that too. I do. I was out
just
there that
flooded. I
week
mean, they're
too.
basically thrown in like four, the rings just completely full. And that's what there's a bunch of people because all these guys were going to play football, right? And a bunch of people were watching them, and it was, they were just slopping around in the shot put ring all full of water. And it didn't like pour that day, but it rained hard enough and
Yeah.
they just kind of kept going. But yeah, you're right. The field events are, I mean, obviously you're gripping stuff, you're trying to throw stuff, and we have good field events this year too. So hopefully
Yeah,
it's good variety in that area.
we should probably mention Ben Campman's discus throw last night.
Yeah, I was going there as we talked about Drake because he entered, when they do when the Drake cutoff was last Thursday, and he threw the 187 four and a half it the Saturday before that at West High. Because there was a lot of buzz about that, in the Solon camp. I think at that time it had him eighth in the country this year or something, and they were really excited. So I talked to him that day, and he was kind of the lead of one of my stories. Well, yeah, last night I think he was 200 feet 4 inches is what I think is what it was
That's
officially.
good.
I
That's
thought I
good.
saw 204 feet, but I think it was, and I could be saying
204 inches. Yeah, I
200
think you're
feet,
right.
4 inches. But man, because I remember talking to Solon coach Mark Sobers last Saturday. I mean, you get up to, I think, my comment was, man, you get up close to 190 feet and you're really in some getting into some rarefied air. Man, you get over 200 feet in that. And there was video of it that I saw on Twitter. It was awesome because it's like well off where the lines and anything
Yeah, it
else.
was like in the dirt, and there were people out there that were just like, "Hey, let's watch the discus." And then
That's
there's
my
one
favorite
coming
thing
at
when, and you probably remember that Wirfs had a couple of those in these shot put pits where there's
him.
no lines or anything, and you're just kind of running out there, and people are like, "I think it was here. I think it was here." But yeah, he almost hit like their storage shed that's well beyond the end of the
Yeah,
disc.
check out the video on Twitter. You can see the video of the toss on
Yeah,
Twitter. I think one of the ADs put it up there.
but that's awesome. It'll. What I was going to say is I was going to lead with him as we talk Drake because he was number one at the cutoff time. So we have a couple number ones, with the best time from this season so far. Now, I actually haven't refreshed that today, Rob. I can do it right now, but I had refreshed it yesterday, and there were some meets last night. But he was number one, and then Aiden Jacobson from West High, who's a really really talented versatile guy. That will be a big part of their relays. Probably this weekend and at the state meet, obviously, but he's number one in the 400 hurdles at 52-52. So he's almost a second ahead of the field in the 400 hurdles. So he's obviously a favorite there. But I was going to talk about those two to start. And then before, because Campbell was already at the top of that by a couple inches, and he's well at the top of it now by, more than 10 feet. So this is the time of year, great throwing coach at Solon, and it'll be interesting to see what he can do because the throws are such a process as far as working towards being your best at the right time, just like track. But you almost always see those guys peak in May, and so when you're throwing 200 feet in April, I'm really curious to see, hopefully with some good, like we talked about, good days to throw, dry days to throw, to see what Ben Campman can do in a couple trips to Drake Stadium, right? Presumably this weekend, and
Yeah.
then again in a couple of weeks at State. Like, I will definitely be follow over at the discus a lot when he's throwing these next couple of weeks to see what type of performance he can put up. That should be really fun to watch. Because again, when you get to certain points, and obviously 200 feet in there is in discus is one of them. That's when you really start being in some, good company.
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of one of those things where you have, that's kind of the way track is too, track and field. Like, it, fans of the sport love all the events. So when you have an individual who's just stands out in one event, he becomes or she becomes like the main attraction.
Great call.
And
Yes.
he's in that group now where people will be, what did Ben Campman throw? What did
Yeah.
Ben Campman? That's the type. What did so and so run? And he's
Yeah.
kind of in that group now. So,
That's a really good point. I know exactly what you're talking about. And anybody that's
yeah,
gone to state track meet, which is a really cool, I feel like it's state obviously a lot more, than Drake. Weather's better, et cetera. And then it's all high school. It's all people
right.
that are focused on the high school stuff. Not that Drake isn't cool, but you're exactly right. There's a handful of competitors, every year that people are kind of like, oh, like what did Abu Sama do in the long jump? I mean, that
Yeah.
people are just like every year. And that's the cool thing about it is, people come in with really good times and stuff, or, this relay or this relay, or what did this person run? And so that's a great point. Without really having thought about it before, there's always a buzz around a couple people, and especially the setup there. Because the discus is the farthest thing away,
Yes.
so there will be a lot of people in the press box, and they've got the live results. It's awesome, but there will be a lot of people that are, trying to keep tabs on some of that stuff. Because the other stuff, the long jump, the high jump, those things are right in front of you,
Right.
basically at the finish line. But yeah, so there will be a lot of buzz around that, I'm sure, which is really cool. He's a great kid.
Yeah, and he's heading to Duke for track and field. Probably could have played college football too.
Yes.
But I think he's probably picked the right path for him. It looks like
Yeah.
track is his thing. And what else you looking at for this week? What other area events, athletes are you looking to keep your eye on?
So Drake is always, it's interesting, Rob. And as I've talked to several track coaches, like I told you, between West. A couple weeks ago for the Iowa Track Eastern Iowa Track and Field Festival, and then Forwald last Thursday, which was really well run as always and fun. Speaking of weather, we kind of got through the bad weather that day, like we said, and
Yeah.
then had a good night that night. It turned into a really good night. But talking to track coaches, Drake is always, it's a little bit of a state preview in some ways, but it's different as well, and it's kind of the start. It's kind of the start of people putting their lineups together, I feel like. Some of the teams that are in that situation where they got to figure out how they're going to
Yeah.
work things out, it's kind of the start of that, where it's like, okay, we've seen as many things as we can see. Because we talked about this a little bit last week, I know, and then I talked to a couple coaches about it on Thursday. There's so much of that too, where it's like, are you going to look into the rest of the field, or are you just going to focus on yourself? Are you going to kind of try to project what you think other people are going to do? And Drake obviously gives you a little window into that. And there's probably some gamesmanship in that too, right? As far as what you're going to do now versus what you're going to do in 3 weeks at state. But a couple of the things that I'll really be excited to watch this week, aside from the ones that we've already mentioned, Rob, on the boys side, Isaiah Loveless is running the 100. He's run 10.65 this year. So anytime Isaiah Loveless is running, I'm excited to watch Isaiah Loveless run. He's smooth. He's explosive. He's fun to watch. So that one, and then Mustafa Tia and he's in the 16 as well, which he's another one of those guys from West where it's like, how do you use him? I mean, he was dynamite. He's going to be our athlete of the week this week, which will be out today. Well deserved, but he was dynamite at Forwald, Rob. Just incredible. Ran an incredible anchor on their 4x4. So you can run him in quarters, halves. I mean, you could like again, he's in the Drake Relay 1600. You could probably run him in the 32. I mean, I'm not probably. I mean, you could. We saw what he could do in cross country. So I'm excited to see him run the 8. He's been under 155 this year. I think that field will be crowded at the front. So I think can be in the mix there. That will be a fun one. And then really the West relays, honestly. 4x1, 4x4, 4x2. They're in the top, five or six in all those. 4x8, they're third. Shuttle hurdle, they're six. Medley distance, they run the distance med at Drake, they're second. So just all those, number one, to see how they put them together, which obviously won't be a carbon copy of what TJ Craig does in a couple weeks, but they're going to be in the mix for sure for a state championship. And I'm just kind of interested to see how they put those together this week and then how they compete. And then very similarly, Rob, on the girls' side, it's the Solon relays. I mean, they're top 10, fringe top 10 in a bunch of these, 4x8, 11 in the 4x4, eighth in the medley, which they run the sprint medley, 18th in the 4x2, and 18th in the 4x1. But I'm just kind of same thing. I'm kind of excited to see how they put those together. Gracie Federspiel's in the open four and the open eight. And then I'm kind of, curious to see where they run, what relays they run her on this week. And again, just kind of a glimpse into maybe what they'll do next week, which again, I'm sure will be different, but I'm curious to kind of see, their lineup and then for them, how they compete against, you look at the number one teams in all these relays, and it's Joaquin Northwest and it's Pleasant Valley and it's Johnston. And I mean, it's the best of the best. So for a school like Solon, that's a two-time state champion and obviously prides themselves on being a really, really good top tier premier track program. Drake's a maybe more exciting thing in some ways for them just to see where they stack up against the very, very best, which they don't get to do every track meet. So that'll be cool. And then there's a lot of other good stuff on the girls side, Rob, but I'm excited to watch the West hurdlers. They've been, I don't know if I'd say surprisingly good, but really impressive to me this year, the West girls hurdlers. So Aaron Vargas, top 10 in the 400 hurdles coming in. Jalen Herring's been great, and she's a qualifier in the 400 hurdles. Sophia Olivo has been incredible in the highs this year for City High, and she's top 10 in the high hurdles. And then with you put all those girls together, and they've got a really, really good shuttle team. And that's always kind of a wild event at these really good meets. Just, there's so it's so fraught with potential, disaster for lack of a better term. But they have a really, really good hurdle team with those three and Aranaya Carter. So I'm excited to see what they do. Waukee's the top seed there and is really good, but I think West High has a group that can really push in the shuttle hurdle with those girls if they're clean. So kind of, seeing what Solon does a little bit, and then the West hurdlers across all three hurdle events, I think will make for, and there's a bunch of stuff too. I know I'm leaving people out. I apologize, but Alyssa Pierce from West Branch, reset her school record last night, Rob, at the Xavier invite. She threw 40 feet. So that would put her now, close to the top 10 seed at Drake this week. So she just keeps getting better. Rachel Hack from City High is top eight in the discus as a sophomore. She's been close to 140. She's, I think, at 138 in the 138 range. So our field events will be good. As well on the girls side, and Alexi Thigpen's top 10 in the long jump. So we'll have good girls field events as well, which really adds to it at Drake, I think, Rob, because it kind of gives you that constant action at Drake when because those take a long time, so it's not constant action, but there's big breaks between the prep stuff at Drake on the track. So when you've got good field events, it gives you a lot more going on. So that's really cool too.
Yeah, no doubt. That's this weekend in Des Moines. Wanted to mention too, I know it's not athletics, but the U.S. News and World Report released its state high school rankings yesterday. 400 public schools ranked. West High number one, Liberty High number five, City High number 10. So all three of the Iowa City public schools in the top 10 in the state. That's pretty good. So they do it more than just on the athletic fields.
You probably know more about, I don't know, like I saw that, Rob, and I'm going to make myself sound stupid now. I saw it and I read over it like three times because I was like, this seems kind of incredible. And then I was kind of like searching around because I hadn't seen anybody like really. When I saw it for the first time, I hadn't seen anybody that was like, wow, all three Iowa City schools are in the top 10 of what, and then as the day went on, I saw more of that. But I was like, are people not as impressed by this as what I am right now? So I'm glad that you said something. Rob and I did not talk about this beforehand, but I just kind of kept reading it over because I'm like, this seems like a big deal to me. So
It is a
that's
big
cool. That's
deal.
really, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And we're proud of them. We're proud of the folks here in Iowa City and their commitment to education. And we'll leave it at that. Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org. Thank you to Systems Unlimited for their support of the podcast and the great work they've done in the community for over half a century. Also, we'll let folks know that switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights, we switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Chad Birch, right here in Iowa City, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Chad and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Chad Birch, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Let's hit on some soccer before we get out of here, Ryan. What's going on soccer-wise in the area? I know I've just cursory glances. I kind of try to keep track. I've got friends whose kids play and things like that. It seems like there's some pretty good soccer in the area, which isn't a
Surprise,
surprise.
surprise, surprise. That's good. You've got just some of the best program. It's really cool, actually. The last couple of years have been really cool because if you follow soccer in this area, and I was actually talking to a friend of mine that lives in Solon about this, whose son is really into soccer, as an elementary student. And we were just kind of talking about, the high school programs here. West has been, just one of the premier programs in the state. There's no other way to say it. They've been incredible. City High has been really, really good. Perennial state tournament team. I mean, their coach has 400 career wins. I mean, just all these things, just a great program. Then in Regina is the best small school program in the history of the state. I mean, really, bar none. I mean, they've done all these, you go to state every year. Rick LaRue has just done an incredible job. So you have all that. And then what's been really cool is the last couple of years, Rob, you've seen Liberty again. No surprise. If we would have discussed this when they started, what will Liberty, Liberty, I'm like, oh, they'll probably be good at soccer right away because of the number of kids and the strong programs here. But Liberty has picked up right away, done great things. Obviously, they won a state championship last year. Matt Harding's really got that program rolling. And then West Branch as well, Rob. It took them a couple years. They had the COVID year in there because they just started their program. They're at the state tournament last year. They're undefeated this year, ranks. And they had some really dynamic players early. And you're like, oh, this is great. They're scoring all these goals. They're making it exciting. And then I watched them even 2 years ago. And I'm like, no, they're good at soccer. I mean, like they're playing the right way. They're doing this stuff. And then last year was really their big breakthrough, getting to the state tournament. And now I mean, they're better this year. They've been fantastic. So that's been really fun to watch. You already have these schools that are going to be really good. And then, and I don't know if this is a direct correlation, Rob, but you feel like those programs raise the level of everybody else around them. It's like, if you're West Branch, you see what Regina's done. I mean, that's kind of, again, that's been the best small school program. Same way with Liberty. You see the level that West and City are at. And I feel like it, whether anybody wants to admit that or not, I mean, your neighbors right here are playing at an extremely high level. And if nothing else, it kind of shows you the level that you have to be at, to be the best in the state. But I can't remember if we talked about this on the pod or not, Rob, but I'll really quickly go over it because I know we talked boys soccer a couple weeks
I
ago.
don't think we did. if I remember,
they're doing
which.
rankings this year, similar to the way that they do, or not sim I mean basically the same way that they do, that they've done basketball and football rankings, where they have rankings committees, and they're meeting and they're put and that's awesome. It's one of the best things that the Boys Union has added here in the last couple of years. It's really good. The rankings are good. It's people that watch, that are in tune with it, that are, and I'm saying all this and because I was on one of them for pure football. But no,
Yeah, the
it
people on those committees are very knowledgeable.
is. As I'm like, yeah, it's great. But it is. And that's part of the reason that I put a lot of time into it, which I did, is this is a good thing. And I don't know, I'm no football expert. But I was closely watching the class that I was assigned. I mean, way more than
Right.
I would have normally watched the districts that my teams were in or whatever. And I'm getting home on a Friday night, and after I do all my work, I'm checking scores from
Yeah.
Northwest Iowa and all over the place in these 1A districts, and keeping spreadsheets and stuff. So it's fun for the people that are doing it, but they're into it, and so the rankings are really good. And the second ones came out on the 22nd, and West is up. West Liberty, or excuse me, West Regina and West Branch all were in the initial rankings, all moved up this week. West is fourth in 4A, behind Dowling, Johnston, Waukee, Northwest, and in front of Valley. So five CIMLs in West in the 4A top five. And then 1A, Regina went to one. Grundy Center, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck was one. Regina was two. They took over number one. And West Branch, undefeated West Branch, is up to two, which is awesome. And West Liberty is three.
When
So
do they play?
I have it up, Rob. It's coming up.
Regina West Branch.
It's the May 6th at Regina. So
Will it be one verse two? They should probably get to one verse two.
I think so. West Branch has Anamosa, Tipton, Bellevue, Cedar Valley Christian, Sigourney, Kyoto. They have Beckman before that, who's always really solid. West Branch still goes to, they close the regular season at West Liberty, who's number three. So they've got good matches. Only loss for Regina to Bettendorf, who is,
Who's
I'm not
4A?
sure. They're ranked. They're ninth. They're ninth in 4A, and they've played them forever. I mean, if you know Rick LaRue's style and the way he's done his schedule, they challenge themselves with
Yeah,
all.
Regina plays they play a schedule like a low major in college basketball that's looking that gets bye games.
Yes, because
Regina.
they've got the Catholic Schools tournament coming up too, as well. I know. I think that's this weekend, Rob, which is Assumption and Beckman and Regina and Wallert, and I think Council
Cool.
Bluffs is in it, but that's always really good. And then they've got Cascade, Mid Prairie. They have West Liberty coming up, so they're at West Liberty on Friday, so that'll be interesting. But anyway, I great 1A soccer. And again, we talk about this. It's never too early to kind of think about this, but obviously they've done enough now. They should be in really good positions for the postseason. But we're doing all this. I mentioned all these ranked teams. We haven't even talked City High, who's 6-0, given up one goal, beat Kennedy 4-0 last night. They are beat five Northcott 5-0, beat Liberty 2-0 last Thursday. They are playing really, really, really well. They beat Xavier 4-0. So they've got some big ones coming up here, Rob. They've got Hempstead, who's ranked 10th tomorrow. I mean, they're playing great soccer. And I talked to Jose Fajardo last Friday, got a chance to visit with Coach a little bit, and he's really excited about the group they have and how they're coming together. So they've got big matches coming up. They have West yet, they have Linmar yet. West at Iowa to end the regular season, but Liberty, or excuse me, Linmar at home, Hempstead at home. So they've got their big ones coming up yet. But I just mentioned all these ranked teams and all the great soccer we have, and I hadn't even talked about them, outside the top 10 right now. I don't know how long that will last, because I think I think they're really good. I haven't seen them yet. I'm just looking at their scores. And again, their toughest matches are yet to come, but I think they're kind of flying under the radar a little bit right now, which I think is okay with them. But I'm excited to see what they can do. Like I said, I was just looking at their schedule, and they've got Hempstead, and then they've got a tournament with some really good teams. Prairie, Joaquin Northwest, Valley, Bettendorf, Dowling. And I think they play Joaquin Northwest at that. I'm not 100% positive. But then, yeah, like I said, Linmar and West High to close it out. So their biggest games are remaining, Rob. But I think they're going to be really, really strong as the season gets on, and a team that you definitely don't want to play in the postseason. I think they'll be a ranked team here in a little bit after they play a couple of these ranked teams. So I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time, but I feel pretty good about the way that they're playing too. And Liberty, they've taken some losses here playing this Mississippi Valley Conference schedule, but when they get into the postseason, they're going to be a team, the defending 3A champion. They're going to be a team that absolutely nobody wants to play in the postseason.
Are they 4A now, or are they still 3A?
They're 3A. So,
Okay.
I mean, they're going to be, that's going to be a real, I
Yeah.
mean, they beat Prairie last night, and lost to City High, lost to West, lost to Valley, lost to North Scott. So, I mean, they're going to be a real handful when we get here in a couple of weeks. So a lot like they were last year, some different circumstances than last year for them, that kind of led to that, but they're certainly going to be a real handful as we like moving forward.
Awesome area of soccer, track, golf, we've talked about today. A lot of other stuff going on, tennis, baseball, softball, not that far off. All that stuff,
Oh my God.
realprepsports.com. Check it out. Ryan doesn't want to think about baseball and
I think
softball
we're, I was talking to an athletic
now.
director about it just a couple of days ago. And I'm like, because we were standing there and I was looking at the baseball field and I'm like, they were doing stuff. You know what I mean? Like working.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that a couple of weeks? He's like, Monday practice. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it
I'm
comes
not ready for
quick.
that. I'm not ready for that, Rob. It's not May yet.
Yeah.
As I said that to Rob, guys, I kind of ran my fingers through my hair and I need a haircut. And I got a glimpse of myself in the
Need a
mirror here.
haircut. I look like Ronald McDonald.
It was really good because I said, oh, I'm not ready for that. And then I saw my hair and it was just standing straight up. Like I couldn't have done that any better, just making myself look stressed out.
Be here before we know it, baseball and softball.
And
We're working hard through the spring sports right now, and
yes.
that's we're working towards the postseason of the spring sports now.
Yes. Baseball and softball people, I love you. I love
Yeah.
those sports. I really do. But you
We
got to
love
get
you
me
in June.
yeah, I was just gonna say you gotta get me through Memorial Day weekend. Oh man.
All right, yourprepsports.com, folks. We're only barely scratching the surface here on this podcast of what is available for you on the website, yourprepsports.com. So check that out. Ryan and I'll be back soon on the Seven Nation podcast to talk more area athletics, different sports, things like that, catch you up. So be sure to look out for that. But really, the important thing is to check out yourprepsports.com. That'll give you everything you need to know about what's going on in the area. So check that out. And thank you everybody for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you again soon. Thanks again, and say goodbye, Ryan.
Bye.